Hey, this is Joe Lee.
And I'm Kevin Kloss, and here's what's happening in the 315.
I think what you're looking for is something like a sabadoodab, dabadoodab, dabadoobab, booday, badoodabib, badoodabadadaday, whoop whoop.
On-demand audio from WAER is made possible by contributions from listeners like you. To give or to find more information, visit our website, waer.org.
Welcome back to the 315. Kevin took a little break, went out, and you had a baby.
Yes, it did. Thanks for allowing me to come back. It's always nice to spend a little extra time with the family, but excited to get back in the studio and see what's cooking in the 315.
Well, congratulations. I should have said your wife had the baby.
This is true.
You just stood around nervous. But imagine this. So you guys have two young kids now.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be quite a handful.
Yes.
Got to be stressful. You want to get away, you know, maybe not too far away because you have young kids looking for some place to go. What if you could take a short drive to like Red Creek, New York, stay at a comfy bed and breakfast, walk a few steps to a venue and hear some world-class music? Would that sound good?
I'm at the stage in my life where anytime I can get the kids and the wife away a little bit away from the chaos, I'm on board. Now, you're going to throw in breakfast and high-quality music. I'm all in.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, today's guests are going to tell us just a little bit about how you can have that kind of experience. We want to welcome to the 315 Joshua Romero, who is the owner of Black Creek Farm Bed and Breakfast in Red Creek, New York, and legendary vocalist Nancy Kelly. Welcome, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to talk about this Black Creek Farm bed and breakfast deal. Tell us a little bit about what's your story?
We found it on Google, believe it or not, of all things. I was in Manhattan for 7 years, and we always wanted to find a place to get away for the weekend, and we're always Googling where to go. We got tired of going to Hudson, New York. Not that there's nothing wrong with Hudson. We love Hudson, New York. But we're looking, you know, to explore, and we found Fairhaven, Red Creek, And I asked my partner, but why are we going to Black Creek? It's not open. And I said, I want to go look at it.
Ah.
And that's all it took for us to drive down Mixer Road. And
so when you were Googling, you were looking for just a place to visit or you were looking for a business opportunity?
I was in the impression we were looking for a place to get away for the weekend.
Okay.
His alternative motive was also shopping for, you know, what we may do for the rest of our lives.
And it's a beautiful property, but did you find it that way?
Yes.
Okay.
The house has been loved by the previous owners. The house is very, very well taken care of. It's the detail throughout every room is just, I mean, for an interior designer, it's like ooh and ah. So
Black Creek Farm in Red Creek, New York.
Yes.
How did you guys meet, Nancy?
My sister said she had run into Joshua. We have a wonderful little local cidery, as you know. That's such a
because you're up in Fairhaven.
Yeah, right? I live in Fairhaven,
and Red Creek is near Fairhaven.
Next little town over,
okay.
Yes. And she had told me she had met this fella, and that they were running the bed and breakfast, and they were planning on doing some events. And I reached out to him on Facebook. I says, I think we need to know each other. But anyway, he got right back to me, and we just fell right into place, which for me is always a good sign. You know, it feels good when there's not a lot of fight with it. You know, wow, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started talking about how to make it happen, and here we are.
Now, Joshua, you guys kind of market yourself as a chance to get away. You guys are close to Fairhaven in the summer, not too far from the Renaissance Festival, and the Finger Lakes wine trails are all nearby. So as kind of a chance to get away, how does this becoming a music venue work into that, or how did that come about for you guys?
The barn is absolutely beautiful. Once it got remodeled, we gave it its name, which I like to prefer. It says Big Blue because it's painted blue. I refuse to have it painted red. It's just the acoustics are just amazing. Yes, it's going to be, you know, a lot of the venues are going to be weddings, but what do I do the other months of the year? I'm very happy that I met Nancy, and we have a date for July 21st.
So what was the state of the barn, and was it used for...
No.
So it was just a
It was a barn.
It was a barn. So your turning it into a venue was very intentional.
Correct.
Okay. And what was the vision for that?
Like I said, the previous owners loved he loved the barn as much as she loved the house. And it was just in great shape. It mm-hmm. wasn't needed to be replaced. It needed a lot of TLC. And we got it up to code. We got our exit signs. We got our wheelchair ramp. We did all the necessary. But at the same time, we kept the rusticness mm-hmm. of the barn. Because at the end of the day, you are coming to a barn to celebrate whatever you're celebrating.
And Nancy, have you performed in it yet?
No, okay. I've only gone over and had a look, and I did a little dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was your perception? What did you think as a potential music venue?
Well, being a person who I call myself urban, so I'm sort of an urban chick, but I live in the rural setting, and I love that kind of setting. It just makes me feel so peaceful, and it's a beautiful space. It's mm-hmm. it just takes you back to another era, and I loved it. I said I want to do this. Being in the entertainment business, I myself have done a few weddings mm-hmm. in these barn settings, and they're just so gorgeous, mm-hmm. all done over. You know, it's sort of what we call shabby chic type mm-hmm. thing. You know, it's going to be great. And yeah. He's a tremendous decorator.
I can just picture this as a romantic getaway. But can you paint a picture for us in terms of where the house is, where the barn is? I mean, I noticed through some pictures, too, there's really lush landscaping around. Paint a picture for our listeners.
It's a 10-acre farm. It's backed up to state property, so there's a creek in the back. So we all have never have any neighbors to the left. We're on a corner lot. It's just beautiful. There's gardens in the front. There's gardens in the back. There's actually a beautiful little white gazebo in the backyard, which has a stream that ends at a little pond. I don't have any fish, but I have tons of frogs. Mm-hmm. And just the setting. Perennial gardens, something's dying and something beautiful new comes in its place. It's just constantly.
Nancy, talk a little bit about what is exciting as a performer to go to a venue that is meant for people to get away versus when you perform in maybe a larger city where people are caught up in hustle and bustle and going from A to B to C. Is there something special about performing somewhere where you know the audience is sort of taking the time to slow down?
Oh, well, the simple answer to that is, of course, yes. I mean, I get to work in all kinds of settings. I think what I'm going to enjoy about this is that it will be people will be very focused on what is happening around them. It's, you know, it's a chance to chill out, you know, and just remove some of the stress. Mm-hmm. But not only with that, I mean, the band, we're going to kick a little booty, too. You know, we're going to have fun. They might even get up and dance off to the side. So.
And let's talk about the date. So you have there's a date set for you to perform. And who are you going to have with you?
I have one of the first call drummers in upstate New York, the great Jimmy Johns. Mm-hmm. We have Rick Montalbano mm-hmm. on keyboard. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing in Bobby Militello on alto, soprano, and flute.
Nice.
He's coming in from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But Bobby is on my most recent CD. Mm-hmm. So we will be doing some of the selections from the CD.
Okay.
If they've even seen me before. And I know people love to continue to come, and I'm very grateful for that. But they're really going to be wowed with Bobby if they haven't had a chance to see him in that kind of setting up close, mm-hmm. in that intimate surrounding.
Yeah.
Because it really is a different feeling when you're that close right there with the musicians.
How many people can we pack in?
Two kinds of seating arrangements. I have the ground floor, which is about 60, and then I have a loft that overlooks the main floor. I want to keep that very VIP, mm-hmm. keep it the jazz, you know, the kind of the jazz lounge kind of look, and that's another mm-hmm. additional 12 seats.
Oh, okay. So I'm trying to picture what my VIP seat's going to look like when I'm up there. What's the date again?
July 21st.
But if someone wants to go and have the entire experience, they want to stay on property and see the show, what is the, what's your room rate?
My roommate is very competitive. It's $150 a night, okay. two to a room.
and we get breakfast, Kevin
yes,
and
sir.
I?
You get a very hearty breakfast in the morning.
We're joking. We're not getting anything out of this. But I'm just trying to remember the last time I sort of have had that kind of opportunity in front of me where I can take my wife and go someplace, stay. I mean, outside of a hotel where you're coming down 10 floors and going into some venue space where you can stay and your evening entertainment's right there on property in a beautiful location like that, intimate setting. It really does present for those that are into staycations, you know, just kind of staying in the area.
Exactly.
That presents a really wonderful opportunity. And I can't really remember the last opportunity like that that's come before me anyway. So let's talk about Nancy Kelly and this new CD.
Wow.
Is it out?
Well, that's it's finished.
Okay.
It's finished, and we are currently in negotiation with a very high-profile jazz label.
Okay, okay.
So there's not a lot I can say about it.
Well, talk about the music that's on there.
Well, the record is a tribute to my hero, Mark Murphy.
Okay.
It came to be, in a way, where my agent and I were talking about doing a Mark Murphy tour. You know, me just performing Mark's most famous pieces. And then after giving it some thought, I said, wait, why don't I make a CD of this? You know, so we could tour the CD and it has just such a much bigger appeal to it. So that started that ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And I got a hold of John DeMartino in New York. He's become sort of a sought-after arranger and accompanist. He just finished, for example, Freddie Cole's latest CD. He does a lot of Freddie's stuff, tours with Houston Person. You know, he's out there, he's on the scene. But what attracted me to him was I had produced a record for someone else and put him on it. And when I heard him play, I said, oh, I got to do a record with this guy.
Nice.
So the whole thing just all kind of came together. So there's John DeMartino, who arranged and plays piano. There's Ed Howard on bass. Ed tours with Roy Haynes, Shirley Horn. I like to let you know, because you understand the capacity that these guys are working at, the level that they work at. We had two guitarists. We had a nylon string guitarist for the bossa stuff named Paul Myers. And then we had a great jazz electric guy, Paul Bollenbeck. And then Bobby Militello played
Paul.
All. Paul's, you know, you see him around. He tours with Joey D and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The drummer, who's become a friend and was also on my last CD, Carmen Intor Jr. And Carmen he knocked it out because I did so many different styles on this CD.
Nice.
There's bebop. There's like some light, lovey, sexy R&B stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Joe. Nice. You're going to love this record. Everybody that I've played, I haven't played it for a lot of people, but everybody's, you know, the reactions I'm getting are like, wow.
What's the R&B song?
I did three.
Oh, okay.
I did. Are you familiar with the tune Sunday in New York?
Yeah.
Let me back up. The tunes that I chose were the tunes that affected me as a jazz singer that Mark sang.
Mm-hmm.
What did Mark sing that made me learn about jazz singing? These are those tunes.
Okay.
You get where I'm going with that? So, and some of them were just ones I just picked because, for instance, you're going to love this crazy. Every time I'd get in the car, this one tune of Mark's would come on, and it was called Again. And I kept saying, after about the 20th time, I said, all right, okay, I'll put it on the darn record. You know,
it's a sign, yeah.
So, but I did it like a 12-8.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's kind of funky.
Nice.
You know, Sunday in New York, we did a little funk in it. You know, those are my roots, Joe. You know, I go back to rock and R&B.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay.
This is fun. You're going to love it.
Now, I know when you started this project, remembering Mark Murphy, that you started off crowdsourcing to put this project together. Was it the first time you had done something like that for this kind of a project, going to crowdsourcing?
No, the record that preceded this, Be That Way, I crowdsourced as well. And this one we did really well with. I did pretty good and paid for all the musicians in the studio. However, I do need to do a shout out to Subcat Studios in Syracuse, New York, who came in and picked up the ball for me, where I finished the vocals and the mixing, and Ron Keck and everybody over there who's just super, and the sound is phenomenal.
And did you enjoy the aspect of crowdsourcing, that it sort of gives you this direct line between you and the fans who are supporting the project?
I find my fans are very dedicated, and you know, and they're not only here in upstate New York, they're around the country. And when it's time for me to give them their award for the donation, they don't even care. They just wanted to help me. It's just makes your heart go pitter-patter.
It's getting around barriers, the gatekeepers of who decides who gets to put out a record. I mean, it's wonderful for independent artists.
Oh yeah, we don't have the labels are less and less and less, and it's, I mean, I as you know, I've had a record label almost all my career.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just changed. Mm-hmm. It's really changed, and this does allow the artist, and especially an established artist like myself, to continue my career and keep producing product. You know, it's very different out there now.
Joshua, do you have a vision for what kind of music you want to present in there? And are you comfortable now being a music presenter?
I want to keep the door open. Being the newbie in Fairhaven and Red Creek, I want to bring a little something different that everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. So anything. I welcome anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's going on the music scene in the 315? Are you finding plenty of work, or are folks coming out?
There's a lot of music. I don't seek out things per se. My career, I'm in a different place in my head as far as doing a lot of local stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of music happening out there, okay. A lot.
There is.
So it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic date. Let's remind the folks of the date again.
July 21st. 7 to 10. Doors open at 6:30. Again, the atmosphere is going to be a very quaint, relaxed. It's a barn, but I'm trying to create like a jazz lounge.
Okay.
We're going to have tables and tablecloths. The lighting is going to be low. It's all going to be about Nancy and the gentleman on stage.
And are there special packages for folks that stay overnight, or is it just you do your overnight rate and you pay for your ticket?
Correct. It's a small bed and breakfast. Keep in mind, it's only four rooms. So if you're interested in staying, sooner than later.
Okay. Are there any rooms available?
At this point, there are, yes.
Okay. But by the time somebody listens to this, if there's only one open, I can tell you it's probably going to be mine. But no.
All right.
You should call and check. Website?
Website, blackcreekfarmny.com.
And there's a Facebook page as well, and there are wonderful pictures. And if you go to the 315 Facebook page, we'll have some photos up as well. And Nancy, where else are you performing that folks might want to know about? Any place?
The next concert I have is in the next night, actually, in Buffalo. There's a new little jazz festival that started up there called the Olcott Jazz Trail.
How many days?
I think it's only one day at this point, but it's all day, and there's, you know, like seven or eight acts that go on.
Okay.
And I'm the featured performer for that, so.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the likelihood, 1 being hell no, and 10 being absolutely, I will. What's the likelihood we can get a little sample of your music from your new CD right here live in the studio?
Oh boy!
sounds like a 7.
I think what you're looking for is something like a seba doo da up and daba doo da up and daba doo ba up and boo day ba doo da da ba doo da ba da 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 whoop whoop.
There you go. There you go. Nancy Kelly, legendary vocalist. Here in the 315, and obviously world class, not just in the 315. And Joshua Romero, owner of the new Black Creek Farm Bed and Breakfast in Red Creek, New York. Sounds like a wonderful getaway. We hope that you all will check out the site, take a look at it, and consider it as a part of your staycation this coming summer. That's going to do it for another look at the 315. You can connect with us on Facebook at the 315CNY, where you can also suggest a topic for us to take a look at, and subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.
And if you do subscribe through Apple Podcasts, you can help us get the show in front of more Central New York residents by simply taking the time to rate and review the podcast. I'm Kevin Claus.
And I'm Joe Lee. Until next time.
And remember, you can find the latest on Nancy's new project, Remembering Mark Murphy, by visiting her website at nancykelly.com.